So let's go back to, you left the hardware business and you became quite a businessman. What was the first business you created?
I had an uncle that had a service station, DX service station. You remember DX?
Yes.
You know, it's been out of business for years.
Right.
I bought a DX service station. I really worked hard and we really did good. You know, I sold gas one time for 9 9/10 cents a gallon.
Wow.
The taxes were 10 cents, so you could see that wasn't really. But we used to have bad gas wars years ago in the 50s.
Yeah.
One time we got in a gas war and I lowered mine to 9.9.
For the record, we should say in 2016 it's low, but we're buying it for $1.39 and in that range.
That's good.
Right. And so that's really inexpensive, but it affects the oil business in our state, so that's not good at all. Yes. Anyway, the DX station was here in Bixby.
Here in Bixby, and I ran it about 5 years. You know, every service station wants to try to do better, and I always wanted to own a wrecker. So I bought a wrecker, one come up for sheriff sale. It was a 47 International. And the thing I always remember was its top speed was 40 miles an hour. I mean, if it fell off a cliff, it wouldn't have went over 40 miles an hour. It had over 100,000 miles. And, you know, it was only about 10 years old. I never understood how it could get 100,000 miles on it if it then fell off a cliff, because it was 40 miles an hour, it was wide open running it. And I did real good with that wrecker.
How did you use that wrecker?
For the highway patrol, I put my name on their list.
Okay.
I have to take turns, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of come up with a new theory. If you, as an individual, live in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and you're going on vacation in California, and you wreck your car in Phoenix, what are you going to do? You don't want to get it fixed out there. You don't know anybody out there. What are you going to do if you get it fixed and you get home and it falls apart? No, you need to get the car brought home. I thought about how many people must surely wreck their cars 1,000 miles away from home. So I had some cards printed up, and it listed all the major towns in the United States. Listed Phoenix, Arizona, I'd go there. The dollar a mile was the regular wrecker rate. It didn't matter where you used a dollar a mile. I took a paper and just figured and figured and figured. I figured I could do it for 25 cents a mile and make money. Now, that's paying the gas and paying me and paying for the wrecker and everything, but I figured I could do it for 25 cents a mile. So I got the phone book of every town I could. We'd go through a new town, I'd stop and get a phone book of that town. And I sent this card showing how cheap I could go to all the body shops, all the car dealers, everybody that had anything to do with automobiles. I sent it to them. You wouldn't believe how quick I started getting calls to go to Chicago. It was amazing how quick. And I finally got to where I had about 20 wreckers.
Wow. So by that time, you gave up your gas station.
Oh, yeah.
You sold the gas station, and now this was your main business.
It was.
Very successful.
Very successful.
And you don't think
a lot of money.
Anybody else in the country might have had that same concept?
No. Nobody could compete with us. And the beauty part, we were located in the central part of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we'd have been in California, it wouldn't have been that good a deal.
I imagine that the name of it was Red's Wrecker Service.
Long distance wrecker service.
Okay.
My first one. Long distance. Because, you know, your name should mean something. And when people would see my card, they would instantly say long distance. They didn't normally use a wrecker to go over 50 miles.
Right.
I'd go 2,000 miles.
That's a great idea that you came up with.
It was a good idea.
So how many years did the wrecker service continue?
See, I always bought new wreckers. The last new one I bought, I think, was in 62. And I had a guy come along. And it was rather interesting. He offered me a tremendous amount of money for my phone number. That's all he wanted was a phone number. He didn't want the records. He already had a bunch of records. But he gave me several $1,000s for my phone number because we had built up this business. I couldn't pass up a chance to make a lot of money.
You made a lot of money on it,
yeah.
Let's face it. And what year about do you think that was?
I think it was 62 was the last new one.
Okay.
I bought new ones almost every year. And I think 62 was the last new one I bought.
So you sold your phone number.
Sold what phone number?
For millions and millions of dollars.
Well, for a lot of money.
Then what about all the records then? You just sold them off.
I just sold them out individually.
So you made
money. Everybody wants to buy a record. Every service stationer was wanted to buy a record because
right.
They could think about how good they could do.
Right. So there you have two successful businesses now. You've got a gas station and you've got the records in. Okay, now what?